head coach for the Rockets. He's gone 77-36 in that time, winning 68% of his games. At 6-2, that's time for his best start at his time in Reese. On offense, the Rockets are scoring 62 points per game. That's the best of the 14 teams in the Greater Thumb Conference. On defense, though, not quite the same case. They give up 53.6 per game, and that would mark them for the third worst defense in the Greater Thumb Conference. And they also allow six more points than Lakers per game. Average margin of victory for the Rockets is in the black, though, at 8.4 points, and that's the fourth best differential of all the 14 Greater Thumb Conference teams. Reese has had five home games and three away games so far this season. They've won all five games in Reese, but they've gone only 1-3 when on the road. Both losses involved a long bus trip, one to Lansing Eastern and the other to Harbor Beach, which mentally might be just as long of a trip. Regardless, though, Reese enters tonight riding a three-game winning streak.
You know, as far as that Harbor Beach game, as much as I remember it, that was a freezing night. Now, couple that with the hour-and-a-half bus ride, rattling your bones all the way into Harbor Beach. It took Reese at least a half to thaw out. So that game, I'm just going to call it a throwaway.
The Rockets have scored 53 points or more in each game this season, surpassing 70 points three times in eight games. Now, John Mooney, let's take a look inside that Reese Rocket huddle.
It's funny, these two squads do not have a common opponent, don't they?
Interesting.
This is their first meeting, of course, and this, it's getting close to half of the season done. As far as Brian Kern's Reese Rockets, they have the potential to be one of the best teams in the area. It's a very quick squad that is led by seniors Isaac Johnson, the inside toughness of Bryce Breckelsbauer, but also we're talking about a couple sophomores. First of all, Levi Foco came out and really gave a good game against Bad Axe. But the second person is DeMarcus Palmruder. I'm telling you right now, this kid is the real deal. It doesn't take much of a crevice for this kid to go ahead and crack into the defense and make layups where some people would think it would be impossible. This kid is really something. So they have a good mix of veterans and youth, and I think they're a tough out, no matter if it's home or away.
It's time for a short break on the WLEW Sports Network. Up next, we'll see what the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers have in store for tonight's Greater Thumb West bout for the first place seat. So keep it locked on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. Reese at Lakers coming up next.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and performance-based pay. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises, 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley. 1 mile north of Atwater Road and M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
For 125 years, we've taken a large measure of pride in our community support. Nowhere is this more evident than our spirit shared with our area school sports teams. Hi, this is Brent Wayner from Thumb Bank and Trust. It takes hard work and dedication to make a team succeed. At Thumb Bank, we're the team of financial experts working for your success. Whether it be for your college education, your home, a car loan, agribusiness, commercial lending, or a checking, savings, or retirement account, we'll help you achieve your goals and win in the game of life. Stop by one of our offices today and let's see what we can do for you. Thumb Bank and Trust, with offices in Pigeon, Cass City, Caseville, Bad Axe, and Bay City. Community strong for 125 years. Is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Just announced at Moore Motors in Carroll, get employee pricing for everyone now on select 2019 Chrysler Dodge Jeep vehicles and Ram trucks too, while they last. Hurry in now and get employee pricing for everyone at Moore Motors on M81 in Carroll.
I'm Brad Moore from Moore Motor Sales here in Carroll. I've been here at the store for 25 years. What I like about coming to work every day is working with my staff and coming up with great solutions for our customers. We wear a lot of hats and we just do what's right and what needs to be done for our customers. The greatest asset I have here is the team that's around me. Let's face it, they make my job look easy. And I sincerely appreciate them. These are some of the hardest working people in the automobile business. There's not a lot of turnover here. Most of my staff has been with me 10 plus years. We know what we're doing. We offer you a choice at Moore Motor Sales. You really do get more at Moore Motors.
Hurry in now and get employee pricing for everyone at Moore Motors on M81 in Caro.
Today, most farming operations are still family-owned and operated. So working with a local ag lender that understands you and your operation is now more important than ever. This is Brody Beachy, just one of the ag lenders with Bayport State Bank. With ever-changing technology and input costs, flexible terms and financing are now crucial to a successful farming business. So whether you are just beginning your career or an experienced farmer, let us personalize a lending package that best suits you and your operation. Great rates, exceptional customer service, and hometown values. Bayport State Bank is the bank local farmers trust. Shouldn't you?
With 8 ATM locations in Huron County, banking has never been easier. Bayport State Bank with office locations in Bad Axe, Bayport, and Pigeon. Equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network's Game of the Week. The Reese Rockets on the road at the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. The two remaining undefeated teams in divisional play in the Greater Thumb West going head-to-head tonight in just 12 minutes. The Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers enter tonight at 5-1. Their only loss is to Kingston, which was by 6 points. In the Greater Thumb West, they're 2-0. They beat Cass City by 10 and then Carroll by 23, both being on the road. Eric Wisner is head coach for the Lakers for 3 years now, going 26-21 over that time, going 5.53 for a batting average. That's the third straight year of starting 5-1 for Eric Wisner and the Lakers. On offense, Lakers is scoring 59.5 points per game. That puts them in for the fourth most productive offense in the Greater Thumb Conference behind Reese, Harbor Beach, and USA. On defense, they're allowing 47.5 per game. That's the middle of the pack of the GTC at number 6, and 6 points better than Reese's defense. Average margin of victory for the Lakers in the black and by 12 points. That's the second best of the GTC teams, all 14 total, and 3.6 points better than the Saturn Fives. To this point in the season, the green and white are playing some of their best basketball we have seen in quite some time. They have been quite the road warriors so far this year, making tonight just the second home game all season and the first since December 11th, their first game of the season. That means the Lakers have had 5 straight road games, winning all but one of them.
Clark, I'm going to tell you, this is the best talent assembled on a Laker team that I've seen in 9 years. Now, that one lone loss to Kingston, I watched that game, and let me tell you, Kingston is a top 10 team. They're legit. They've got some pretty fantastic players down there, as well as the fact that they're well coached. Now, that game that Lakers played was their first game back from Christmas break.
Yes.
And it was the second game for Kingston, which means a lot. Lakers got themselves down for, what the point spread was. But the truth of the matter was they dug themselves out of it, and they were playing some really good ball toward the end. Just ran out of time.
With a win tonight, the Lakers would move into first place all by themselves in the Greater Thumb West. And now, John Mooney, let's take a look at the roster of the 5-1 Lakers.
Now, Coach Eric Wisner's Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, they are young, but they're really good and they're quick. With one senior, that's Hunter Keim, the underclassmen do have a great deal of varsity experience. Tonight, listen for the names of Junior Sawyer Kozefka. He is a pure scorer. Anthony Sheridan, who just plays out of this world. Mason Williams, same thing. Garrett Bowles, fantastic kids. But there's a couple of sophomores, Dylan Wehner, as well as freshman contributors. Hunter Crone and Ethan Wisner. There is just loads of talent on this team, and they're just really fun to watch.
When we return, we'll look at the tale of the tape between the Reese Rockets and the Elk.